to say Achiyoy Meloba Prati, Vulay Prati. It's not mean if the Leibis said he paid up or he didn't say he paid up. His calls him on the Leibis says I didn't pay up. No, it's then he's masking Mishtaz a good star according to everybody about the Yechayiv, because then the Malva has a good star. But where the Leibis time is I paid you up, that's the Machlekis. According to the Tanakam, since the Leibis says I paid you up, you can't use that star. Because the Malva himself doesn't have Ezim to Makayim the star. Who's Makayim the star? The Leiva. That's a Pesh Ross, a Pesh Hitta. The Leiva is the one that's saying the star is good, but he's also saying I paid up. So the Tanakam says you believe the Leiva. Therefore the star is worthless. You can't align with the star. Therefore you hold your potter. And Yud holds no. Once the Leiva is mighty, wrote the star, it's called the Choshev star, the Malva come align with the star. So if he could collect with the star, it's a Choshev, a piece of paper, so it was like, if he carried out on Shabbos, Yichayim. Rav Roma Tayyid Kuli Yalma Moide Bishtasha Kosu Shet Sorklakaim. No. According to everybody we hold that Sorklakaim. Once there's a swar from a Pesh Ros a Pesh Yitu. How do we know the star was good? Only because the Levi said the star was written, but he is saying I paid up. So according to Levi you came on with the star. Hey, the star is useless. You can't use the star to collect. So Zayit Shver, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why you chayiv then? If you can't collect with this star, it's useless. What do you need it for? It's a shalom, do you write receipts or not? Certain places, the minig was to write a receipt. But first we have a star saying, you owe me money, and afterwards you're going to pay up, the minig was to rip up the star, and then I wrote you a receipt that was paid up. Tanakam says, people write a receipt. It's about to write a receipt, you do not need the star at all. The star is useless, worthless, you don't need the star anymore. If anything, you have your receipt. So the star you put it for. If you discover and curse and shiver, no, people don't write a receipt. But since they don't write a receipt, obviously the star has some chshivas to it. Therefore, according to you, the yechayiv on the star. It says, Yehukach tzorachu amalva deboye adure. There's a mitzvah that the malva has to return the star to the loiva. As if you don't write a receipt, then the din is after the loiva pays up the money, the malva has to give the star back to the loiva. It's a din upon the malva. So here the malva, even if it was paid up already, still the malva needs the star, because he has a mitzvah to return it to the loiva. So Kozman, he didn't return it, it's choshev to him, he has to do a mitzvah with it. So Kozman, he didn't return it yet, if he carries it out on Shabbos now, it's choshev to him. But if he owed the right receipts, so the star is useless, we don't need the receipt, you don't need the star anymore. You don't have to give the star back, you write a receipt to the loiva. So if the malva could keep the star, so the star that was paid up already, it's useless. That's what the Tanakam is for your potter. According to your builder, no Yechayah, because you don't write a Shoivir. So you have to return the star, it's a Dovah Chosh of the star. No, it's Machlekes. It's Machlekes. It's Machlekes all over. Babas, it's Machlekes, what the meaning was. Machlekes and Din, how do you pass him? No, it's a Shal and Din. Are you Samech on receipt or not? There's a Tzad to say we're not Samech on receipts. Because receipts is a time that maybe the Leiva will lose the receipt. So it's better off to rip up the star. And the other svar is no, receipt is better. So Machlekes and Din, should you write a receipt or not? We have Yehuda Sova Yeh and Kreisman Shreva. Rav Asher Yoma Mivnei Shet Sorech Laharoisoi Labal Choyv Sheni. The Rav Yehuda's svar is Avad that this star is useless. Once it's paid up already, and it could be everybody writes receipts, so you don't need the star anymore. So really the star is useless. Why does Rav Yehuda say it's still Yechayiv? It's a svara, a person likes to hold the loiva that got their star back, likes to hold on to the star. Why? Because next time when he wants to borrow money a second time, the Yomalei Chazi Garba the Porano, he'll tell the Malva, look, I'm a person that's respectable, I pay up. Here's the Raya, here's the star, the first loan, and I paid up that loan. Therefore, the loiva, the borrower, likes to keep the shtaris to show that I paid up my chayvis. So Mele, even though it's paid up, and he can't use it anymore, it has some use to him to prove that he's an honest person. Therefore, if you do this chayv to carry on Shabbos, it's a useful thing for you. Rav Asher Yoma Plutaya Kishreitzi Leiva. Machlokes says where the Leiva carries out the Shtar Hu. What does the Leiva need that the Shtar was already paid up with? Stam to hold it to make a bottle cap, a Leiva wouldn't keep the star in his house because he's afraid maybe you lose it, the Malva will find it. Maybe the Malva will find it. Why does the Leiva hold the star? He wants to have proof that he's a person that pays up his chayvis. halil shu pareya al chayvosay. He could praise that he pays up his chayvus. Sif was chashiv tim. Right. Or could they lasoys kimeya? The Mishnah says, how much is skin? How much skin are you chayv for Shabbos? And what's the matter kimeya? Boy, when they rove me of Nachman, how much see or become if you carry out the skin? How much are you chayv? Om lekirat nan, like the Mishnah says, enough shear to make a kimeya. Or could they lasoys kimeya? How mavdoy become if somebody worked over the skin? How much are you chayv if you carried out worked over skin? Om leloishno, it's the same din. That's in parentheses. The gish shvil of the bekama. If you have skin that's worked over, how much you chayiv? Omele loishina had the exact same halacha. Shrashi lovdo or hoimid laavdoi. Hey, skin that's oimid to be worked on. You're going to work on the skin to make it into good leather. Vadayin loyavdo. You didn't make it into leather yet. Bekama shir atzosei. How much are you chayiv for carrying it out? He said loishina the same shir making a kameya. So the moru minot teimro. How do we know that it has the same shirim? Kiritnan. How malvin is somebody whitens wool. You take wool and you malvin, you wash it to make it white. We are manafed, somebody combs it out. We are surveyor, also you dye the wool. We are tovri, also you spin the wool. Ishiuroi, how much of this are you chayiv for? How much of a sheer wool are you chayiv if you whiten it, or if you comb it, or if you dye it? How much wool do you have to dye? Shiuroi kamali roichev asit. It's a shear of making a string, the long amolia sit is like this. When you spread out your thumb from your first finger, that's called amolia sit. How far you can spread out the two. Kuffle, a double amount of a shear. That's the shear. Vaitiv or Eric, who are then if your mom is weave? How much of the thread do you have to weave? Base chutm, you have to be Eric, you have to weave two strings. How long? Shear of kamoli roichev asit. You have to have two strings, the length of amolia sit. Alma, what do we see? Kivun letovi koi, since this wool, it's oimid eventually to make it tovi, to make it spun, and when you spun, when you make it ariga, the shear is kamoli asit, ish yure ketovi. All the shear is the shear of how much you have to weave the strings. Is huadim, when you whiten the wool, when you dye the wool, since this wool is oimid to be used for sewing, you go boss of the yen shear of ariga, of weaving it. His achinami, kivun love the koi, since this skin is oimed to be worked upon, shira can move it. You have the same shear of the shear of skin that will be worked upon. So the more of a shleil abdoi, if you have skin that you don't plan to work upon, bekama, what's the shear of that? Omle leishino, there's no difference. Right, the shear of a kimeya, there's no difference. Shrashma shleil love the means ain't oimed labdoi. You know, this skin is not oimed to work upon to make good leather out of it. So how much of a shear you chayiv for? The same thing. Nochmo kamelasas kimeya. For the Gemara, v'loy shano beim ubed l'sheinam ubed. Is there no difference whether the skin is aimed to be worked upon, or whether the skin is not aimed to be worked upon? Eisvei avakasha hamoitzi samonim. If somebody carries out samonim, that's the dye, or shiruyin, that's already soaked. The samonim is like the dry, the grit. That's dyeable. If you shrink, if it's already soaking in water, so how much of this liquid of dye you have to carry out? Enough dye that you dye a small piece of wool that you use to show off, like a sample. Dugmalir means a sample of wool. That's how much dye you have to carry out on Shabbat. That's a choshev shir dye. Enough dye to dye a sample of wool. The liquid, right. So my the salmonim ashruyim. Right, the salmonim, the dye, that shruya, that's soaking in water already. Trashi, dugma claim ma'at. Mamish a small piece, like a sample. Kain shemarin le dugma. You show for a sample. Leim right out of zed. You want to buy wool like this. Leroy, vukashir, atarach, Leroy, shogardi, listen, pikonish, apakas, arab, listen, boy, a share of a small piece of wool. Yeah, vilu besamoni mashenkin, the shear of the dye itself, like the leaves or the roots, whatever you're making the dye from, sheinim shruyim, that's not soaking in water yet, the dried out dye tenan klipi agoizim. If you use the shells of nuts, you use that to make dye, like red shells of nuts. You're soaking in water, it makes the water red. Or else klipi remoinim, use the shells of pomegranates. Or else satin upoya, other type of grass. Or dye, could they litzvoya ben beggar cotton? How much of this raw material of the dye do you have to carry out? Enough dye that you use to be tzveya to dye a whole beggar. You see the difference here. Even though, what are you going to use this dye for? This dye eventually is going to be soaking in water. And when you're soaking in water, that shear is a much smaller shear. You need a small amount of water just to dye a small sample of wool. And here we say when you carry out the raw dye, you have to have a bigger shear. You have to have enough shear to dye to carry to dye your whole begit. To see the different shear. Then begit cotton, lefi savcha. Rashi klip egoiz in klip in leicha sha klip egoiz satim vishtu de puy vissen no pisavcha kupish neisten begin piem tzius savai shiru nofish. Gitz it's another begin, it's a bigger shiur dom. So it's a kash, you see, you don't say since the dye is oimed to soak in water, you go boss to the latest shiur, but you go boss to a new shiur it has right now. It's the same thing with skin. How could you say skin that's oimed to work upon? Or skin that's not oimed to work upon has the same shiurim, it should have different shiurim. And the Gemara no, it malo, a new svari here. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avarhua, Lefi Sheinodem Torach Lishroi Samonim Litzvaye Bem Dugmalira. There's a svara when you go to dye it, to make the dye, to take this raw material and soak it in water, how much this kedai for you to make dye? How much dye are you going to make? It's not kedai to soak it in water to make a small amount of dye. It's only enough if you make a bigger amount of dye, I'll call upon him to dye a begit. That's the svara. Hey, it's a svara how much tircha you would do. If you already have the dye made before, a small amount of dye is chashiv, because you can use it to dye a sample. But when you have the raw dye that you didn't mix it with water yet, what kedai for a person to go mix it in water to make it? It's only kedai is going to be able to make a bigger share of water. You have to have enough share of dye to be a bigger cotton. That's where here's the difference. Rashi Shenadim Torich. The embalish roisa, if somebody comes to soak these material in water, shayra kedei pisavcha. You'll only soak enough if you get enough water to be able to dye your whole begit. Abel or mashenkin by skin, Torich odim labu kedei kemeya. It's kedai for a person, though you have a small piece of raw skin. It's kedai for you to work on this small skin to make a kemeya out of it. Umu benami, pachas mechtei kemeya lechoshim. So therefore, by the skin, whether it's worked upon yet or not worked upon yet, they have the same chshivas. What's chashiv is skin enough to make a kemeya? Because people use it. Mashenkin, by dye, there's a new svara. A person is not matriach himself to soak the dye in water if he's only to come out with a small amount of dye. But if he already has the dye, then it's a svara. It's chashiv to you, even a small amount of dye. But the tircha, it's not kedai for you. For the mar, another kasha. Raise the runi by seeds. Phrase the runi, gina, the seeds you use for your garden, the makmed is a rino before you plant the seeds in the garden, tanan. Zeruni, gina, how much is a chashiv amount of seeds to carry it on Shabbos at Yechayiv? Pachas mikagregus. You need at least an amount of pachas mikagregus. You do them b'sei roima, chamisha. You have to have five. See Rashi? Chamisha, Rashi garina. Five seeds. Vilo bosses rino, Mashenkin wants you ready, planted it tanan. Zevel v'chol hadak, how much zevel of manure do you have to carry out on Shabbos? Or else this small chol hadak, small sand that you can use to fertilize the karka, they le zevel by klach shakruv. Even enough fertilizer just to fertilize one krach, one small root, one small stalk of cabbage. See, you see, people do work for a stalk of cabbage. So b'zay who had in the chura taken out one seed of a cabbage should also be chayiv. So why do we have before? No, you need a lot of seeds, at least five seeds, or else the pachas mikagregris. But I call upon him one seed for one klach. You potter on divrei Rebbe Akiva. V'achon moim gedei lezavol krisha. You have to take out enough fertilizer to be zavol a krisha, another type of a bean. V'achol upon him, you don't need five; it's enough one bean. So how come carrying out the seeds itself, you have to carry out a lot of seeds to be chayiv. But later, when you're carrying out the manure for the seeds, there's enough to take care of one seed. The same terrace, it malo amarapapa, ha de zriya, ha de loy zriya. One is already sown already, one is already seeded, and one is not seeded. What does that mean? Lufi shenodim terech loitzi nei machas lezriya. It's not kedai for a person to matrich himself to plant one seed. So therefore, seeds itself, this ointment for planting, what's a chashiv amount of seeds? Five seeds. That's kedai for you to plant at one time five seeds. If you only have one seed, though, it's not kedai for you to go so matriach yourself to plant it. Therefore, one seed is not chashiv. Mashenkin, once you already planted it, now just to throw manure, to throw zevel on top of the seed, it's kedai for you to take care of even one seed. It's not such a big tircham. You're just throwing the zevel on top of the seed that's growing already, so even one seed you'll care about. Therefore, it's chashiv the zevel for one seed. But matchila to plant, you don't plant one seed at a time, at least five seeds. Less than that, it's too much tircham. not kedai. Right. Another kash, the same type of teretz. Barei tit, we had before tit like cement. The mak med ligvei, before you add the water to the cement. Tanya, moidi b'chom the Reb Shimon, but moitzi sheichnu shes rabin. If somebody wants to carry out the dirty water that you have in your house, you use the water ready. You're carrying it outside to a shes rabin. And the Gemara said, what is it used for? It used for this to make cement. You take this water and throw it into cement. So how much water do you need that's choshev to make cement to be mechayev and Shabbos for, to carry it out, is only shirum b'revias. You have to carry out at least a revias of water. The vinabo, he has to kash before shayv chalamai chazi b'chlal. What is a person carrying out the dirty water for the chutz amlochash and tzvich l'gufa? You don't want the dirty water outside. You don't need it there. It's just you don't want it in the house. So b'chlal, why you chayv if you carry out dirty water on Shabbos is not called nidoit so. The teretz was, v'yomer b'yimyo, l'gavu b'metatit. That the reason why you need this dirty water, you could use it for to make tit, to make cement. You don't care if the water is dirty. So therefore, you need a chash of a shear of water, the shear of a revius. The kash is now vilo boss of the gavlei mashenkin. If you already have cement, cement that was made already, you mix the water with the dirt already, you have cement. Tanya tit. If a person carries out tit, carries out the cement on Shabbos, how much cement does he have to carry out the mechayif on Shabbos? It lasts ben pi kur to make a small opening by a kur, which is a much smaller shear. So of course that's the kasha. Why do you say to carry out the water that's eventually going to be used for cement? You need such a big share of revius, whereas the cement itself, you only need a little share to be chayiv. So if we're saying before, anything that's safer going to be used, you go boss of the yen shear, like beriga. How much of the wool do you have to dye? You have to dye the shear chut of two of a span, because that's the shear of beriga. There also, since the water is going to be used to make cement, and cement you hire for smaller shear, how come the water needs a bigger shear? And Teretz was, Hosam nami kedamor, we gave a teretz before. The fi shenodim terech bem legabalus atit latas boi pikur. It's a svar and tirch again. It's a big tirch to take the water out and to mix it with the cement. So how much cement do you have to make that's kedai for you to matriach yourself? A lot of cement. So cement at least of revius worth of water. Mashenkin, to make a small amount of cement, it's not kedai do tircha. If the cement was already made, now you stop wanting to use the cement, it's chashiv to you a small amount of cement. Therefore, cement that's already made, even a small amount you chayv if you carry it out, because it's chashiv to you. Toshma, the Yom Rebbe Chiyah Barami, Mishmei Deula, Shloisha Oyresein. Skin has three dinim to it. The three types of skins, how much you work over the skin. Matzah, Vechifa, Vediftera. Matzah, what is the skin called? Matzah, that means kamashmo. Matzah means plain, like we have our matzah is called just flour and water. It didn't rise, nothing was done to it yet. Here also, delay malich, you have the skin, you didn't salt the skin yet. Or delay kemich, you didn't work it over yet with flour. For lay offits, you didn't put the gallnut water in it. Offits is a certain type of a chemical used to put in the skin to work over the skin. Trashi, kemiach, Masher noisim mekemachamayim. They used to soak their skin in flour and water. Ofitz mesakne noisoi b'shchikas afotzim. They used to squash the afotzim. Kemoi shoisim kam b'shchikas klipas eroiz shekar in tenor. Certain type of a thing they call a gallnut. They used to make their skin with. So matzah means the skin nothing was done to. The kamish yuroi, how much of like raw skin do you have to take out to be chayef on Shabbos? Tony Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, there are lots of boy mishkolis katana. In order to make a small weight out of it. The kama, how big is that shear? Amar Abaya, riva de riva de pumpadisa. A quarter of a quarter of pumpadisa. Shasha kama shiru leitzoy, Shabbos riva de riva pumpadisa. Riva litra, quarter of a litra shir pumpadisa. Dere chasoychim losu mishkola shal oifres, used to cover up their weights with oifres, with like lead. Kadei shaloi tiftach. Lefi shamatchos nischakas tamid v'nifchas melev. Used to make the weights out of lead, should soon become rubbed off. Skits and then they used to cover it with skin. So the skin to cover up this weight, that's the shear of the skin. Like the chifa, what does chifa mean? That's another type of skin. The maliach, you already salted the skin. Of like kemich, you didn't work it off with flour yet. V'lo yavach, you didn't put the gallnut water inside it yet. V'kamishur, what's the shear of chifa to be chayiv? Kiretnan. Or kadelasis kemeya. That's the shear of kemeya. It's a smaller shear mastama to make a kemeya. Rashi bought the shiur of mechtei lots of mishkolos. since it's a more choshev type of a skin, he already can make a kamei with it. Diftero, what does that mean? That skin, the maliach, you already salted it, ukameich, and you also put flour into it, of a vulayofitz. Otherwise, that is called klaf. But you didn't put the gallnut water in it yet. That's called diftero. The kamishura, what the shir to mechayef for soy shabbos, they licht of all of a get. Because it's kosher to write a get on diftero. Ketani miyis, they lots of boy mishkolos katana. The first shear of matzah is to cover up mishkolos. Riyomer Abaya, Riva the Rivet of Pumbadisa. That, what's the shear of that? A quarter of a weight in Pumbadisa. Is Hossam empty Gemara, Bibi Shula. Such Rashi, Tani Mias Alma Shura, they move it nuffish. So you see there's a chilik in the size of skin. You see, skin that's worked over has a smaller shear. Only has a shear of a Kedai Kimeya. But skin that wasn't worked on yet, that's the matzah, needs a bigger shear. Need a shear riva the rivda. So you see the chil between unworked skin and worked over skin. And before we said they both have the exact same shear, they're both the shear of a kimeya. But there it is, bibi shulula. Drashi lach, kimoy shahubshat, kari bishulai. When the skin is still wet, as soon as it's pulled off the behem, alosh and bisham, vulach, the katle chazil ibun, is not even roid to work on yet. Avoyovish, Mashenkin, once the skin dried up a little bit, chazliv, then it's right to work on. The chiv and the chazliv, it heavy kemubin. Then it has the same shear of a kemeya. But nechnamid, here that we say matzah has the biggest shear, that's when the skin is still wet. That bechlal, it's not right to be worked upon yet. That's why it has its own shear. But once it dries up a little bit, that you can work on it, then it has the same shear of a kemeya as dried up skin. Worked upon skin. Bibishula. What's the shear of a beggar to makabel tuma? This is Rashi shloisha shloisha l'tumas medrash. That if a zav is medrash steps upon this beggar, that's to be shloisha shloisha. That's by begging. Hasak is dal da dalis is four tvachim. Or from skin is hail hay. Mafis, that's a mat, is vav avav. Bein le medrash, bein le mace. Whether tumas medrash or tumas mace. But Tony Aloha beggar yasak vav kishilu tuma kach shilu etzoyis. The same shears for Tzoy Shabbos. So you see skin have different shearim. At least you see skin needs to hear a shear of what? Of Hail Heit Vachim. And now Mishnah says skin is the shear of a Kameya. So it's a stira. How much skin do you have to carry out to Gechai for Shabbos? Now Mishnah says a smaller shear, Kedai Kameya. And here it says the same Inyan, the same shear to Makabel Tumah is the shear for Tzoy Shabbos. And the Gemara Ahu, Bekurtuvla. Trashir Bekurtuvla, Mivash Loi Bereiskin. It's talking about skin that was cooked in hot water. Or miskasha, and it became very hard already. Leishav all of you. Dafka use it to sit on. Well, the chasa is to cover things. Look, it's current blister. Umatish, lasa shulchan. Use it for tablecloth and other things. So there it doesn't have the shear kameya anymore. Because since you cooked it up in hot water, like it's not roy to make a kameya. Then tak, it's only meant to make like a beggar to make a mattress out of it. Or to make a tablecloth. So then you need the shear of medrish, which is vav hey al hey. Menachlami, our shear in the Mishnah, regular skin, that means the skin wasn't cooked upon yet. It's right to make a kameya, there you even have a smaller shear of kadai kameya. I am test for holding me.